if you're talking about wheat, you know, growing wheat, you said we raised a big
wheat crop.
Right. And then to remove the shrubs and trees from the land, say.
Yeah, we grubbed them up.
All right. Now, grubbed them up would involve taking up the
roots.
The roots and all, right?
But the other would be just cut down and drag out, you know.
But now, what would you call that if you just cut it off and just kind of level it?
Well, we just call it cleaning it off.
Okay, that's, I wanted to get the difference between. And then if you planted clover or grass and you cut it and then it came up again, what would you call that?
Second cutting.
All right. And do you, Mr. Roberts told me the second cutting was bad for.
Yes, sir, it makes horse slobber.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Then you cut your first cutting. A red clover and horses eat it and it's good, but the second cutting, they slobber them to death. Had you never heard that?
No, I never did.
Oh, I've seen them.
That's great. I heard it twice today.
I've seen them slobber to slobber run out. The second cutting will do that. I don't know why.
Now, how about something that you didn't plant and it can?
That's volunteer.
Okay. When you harvest wheat, you put it
in bundles.
Right. Now it's the bundles, then you take the bundles.
We shock it.
All right. Now, how many shocks in a bundle?
How many bundles in the shock?
That's right. How many bundles in the shock?
Well, let's see. If it was heavy wheat, I'd say about 3 or 8. Bundles to the shock.
Now, did you put a couple over the top?
You broke it down. You held it the butt end of the straw to you. And the end that had the head on it was right here, and you broke it down. Broke it down good. And you sort of spread it out and put it on top. And put it the other way. You stay dry on there.
Now, what did you call those?
They're called the cap bundles. The cap bundles.
Okay. What did they call a rudder?
No.
Okay. Haven't been able to. And you had one bushel of wheat and added 39 more. Say you had 40
bushels of wheat.
Okay. Well, talking about somebody doing something, let's say, you want to stop?
No. I just look and see what time. No.
Don't please tell me if you want me to.
Oh, no, that's all right. No. No.
I said, please. I'm.
No, I'm paying time.
Okay. If you're talking about two people doing something, say,
me and you.
Okay. And then we're talking, would you ever use, another way of saying would be both, or both of us, or both of us will do it, or have you ever heard the expression, all two of us will do it?
Well, I may have. It's not very much.
Or it would be both of us.
Both of us. Yeah.
Okay.
Both of us will do it.
Okay. And if you're talking about two people, you might, yourself and a friend, you might say, are going.
Me and my friend?
Okay. And now, if we're talking about somebody, you'd say, I'd say, you might say it's John, but instead of, you might use another pronoun instead of saying
he.
Yes, so you might say it's
him.
Yeah, and if it's a female, you'd say
her.
And if it's several people, you'd say it's
they.
And if you talk about yourself, you'd say it's
me, right?
Okay, me would be more convenient, more comfortable.
Yeah.
Right. And if you talk about how tall somebody is, you'd say, he isn't as tall as...
He looks.
Or you talk about in comparison with yourself.
Say, yeah, he's not as tall as I am.
And I'm not as tall
as he is.
Mm. All right. And you'd say, he can do it better than
I can do it.
All right. And you talk about the greatest distance you could walk, and you'd say 2 miles is the... I could walk in it. Say 20 miles was the... We could walk in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say the furthest, the farthest, or all the farther we could walk?
Well, I'd say the farthest.